Fred P. Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 68th edition of Festival de Cannes, Uncertain Regard, and today I'm in company of Pichapong Berasetakul, director of Cemetery of Splendor. So you made a film in your hometown. How was this experience for you?
I shot some film, like maybe Syndrome, for 50% there, but not the film entirely. So to go back there was to try to look for memories and to see what's changed. But in the end, I actually choose to film some place that has not changed that much. But it's quite emotional to go back and actually to work in the place that inspire you at the beginning. Yeah.
The film has a lot to do, as some of your previous films, with the military and your attitude toward the military in Thailand. Can you say something about your interest in the subject and what you wanted to express with that in the film?
I think it's pretty symbolic and pretty gentle attitude because in Thailand, the presence of military, the soldier, is very strong, especially lately. And we have the number of really high-ranking general is more than the states. So think about it, and a lot of the biggest budget is going to military. Yeah, and so growing up, you feel this presence and power, and at the same time, I feel really attracted to uniform, sexually attraction towards uniform, power, and all this. So since Tropical Malady and other art projects, I sometimes feature soldiers as a symbol of power, and at the same time this attraction. So it's like a push and pull, because I hate this power what I don't like is the soldier or military always got into play with politics. Yeah, but for this film, it's about that. It's about the power, and the power that is put to sleep, the dormant of power, but at the same time there are another one underneath.
The film is very different from Uncle Bumi, and it sort of looks more like Syndrome and a Century. Are you sort of coming back to your roots?
But it's strangely, yes, with the way when I shot it, it felt like Syndrome and a Century in terms of the feelings towards, like, I don't know, happiness when I shot it, because it's my hometown and it's a place that I know. So there's this sense of familiarity. And at the same time, even though for me the movie talks about sadness and about oppression, about not knowing whether you are asleep or you are awake, and suffocated by that, by the dream. And even that, I still feel happiness of working on this film. Yeah. So, for me, I would say it's more personal, you know, and has some little, because it's the same person, same universe, it's a little treatment of time similar, and the treatment of a sorrow of aging, you know, because I'm getting older and my actress getting older, so there's the same exercise trying to get better, and all the jokes about rejuvenation, the cream and all these things, the healing. And so I think it's in the same vein, but in the more personal.
Can you talk about how you work with Janira in many films, and how you collaborate while you're on set?
I work with her for 15 years, and I'm attracted by her memory. She remembers so much, and so not only cinema, but for art projects, I work with her about her memory. So this film is actually an accumulation from other projects that we work together. I feature her writing, her diaries in other artworks, and her legs also in the film and video, the progress of her healing. At one point in the video art I made, is the point where she has a metal sticking out of her legs, and so all these changes. And next month she will have an operation. Perhaps next film she will be walking normally. So it's like a record of her. Yeah.
Can you comment on the music you put at the end of the film?
Yes, I cannot help myself putting the music. It's like till the end, but it's from a Korean band. It's about 4 or 5 years ago. Someone sent to me, and I love it. But anyway, I think the film is about time in different representation of time and layers and real time, dream time, and all these things. And I think music for me is also another time, like when you use music almost like a music video, and you are in the put the audience in a different mood. It's almost like a closure, a summary of thing. But for this, is the title of the song is called Love is a Song, so it's really fitting.
When you presented your film yesterday to the audience, you mentioned the difficult political situation in your country. How is it for you as an artist to create in that system?
Well, I question myself a lot about this, because in Thailand there's more and more, especially in the past year until now, people were put in jail and been going to what is called attitude adjustment, you know, where you were go and have to sign that you won't become active politically, and otherwise you'll be prosecuted and your asset and finance frozen. So people sign because you need to get out. But several of my friends did that because they're very active socially and also on Facebook and stuff. So it operates really classic, like fear, you know. So, and of course I feel it. Everyone feel it. And then I question myself, am I an artist? Like, when I cannot say it honestly. And this film also, there are many things that I have to revert to something that become symbolic and thing like that, which I cannot say. So this kind of thing that frustrating and suffocating. And
you said that you're using your dreams as an inspiration. Could you elaborate on that?
It's from the art projects that I start before Uncle Bunmi in the village, and the villagers that stay and sleep a lot, and all this thing that I'm really into, an act of sleeping as the way to escape. Like when you cannot deal with reality, you have to find another reality. Yeah. So for me, this film is like that, you know, just to go somewhere.
So it's like going to the movies.
Exactly. So it's like a movie, and the movie also part of the escape and of the hypnotism machine, you know. And so the movie is so obvious, like when you see the spinning fan and also all this light that almost like hypnotized not only Jen Jira but the audience as well.
Do you feel free to make the movies you want to make, or you have to like act as a, you know, self-censor yourself in a way?
Yes, but in the end I'm happy. And watching the film yesterday, I feel very overwhelming, and I think yes, this is the film that I wanted to make. Yes.
Since you portray dreams and you research on dreams, do you think that people dream differently? And if that's so, how did you manage to create a sort of a, let's say, a mixture of the way we elaborate things while sleeping and while dreaming?
I think naturally not so much different, because mostly I think people having quite a bad dream, not a pleasant dream normally, right? I think it's some kind of body mechanism to prepare us for the worst. So, but I found that dreaming is the dream is not like a dream quote in Hollywood, because in Hollywood you have something like, let's say, Dali, Salvador Dali painting, where everything is super special effects. But I think in my dream and many other people's dream, it's so normal. It's so normal and narrative. but there's something not right and change story really quickly. So I try to kind of emulate that shift or mood.
Do you see yourself making film outside of Thailand one day?
Yes, in fact, this film, I think, is the last film in Thailand. I try to, because I feel that is the situation become harder and harder to be true to oneself, and that's why I choose to work in my hometown. And I feel that it's a challenge as well to go out.
Thank you, Apichapong Berasetakul, for being here with us with the film Cemetery of Splendor in the Uncertain Regards section. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 68th edition of Festival de Cannes for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.